Intel is buying the Israeli company Mobileye for $15 billion. As the Wall Street Journal writes, it's the latest bet on a vision of cars as computers on wheels. Mobileye specializes in technology for self-driving cars, and Intel is the latest Silicon Valley company, along with Uber and Google, getting in on that market. What Intel CEO Brian Krzanich says is one of the most important and fastest-growing markets. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Jason, weathering the storm. Thank you so much.
Hi, Robin.
This deal, second largest in Intel's history, it's huge for them. So remind us what a chip maker wants with Mobileye.
What they want with Mobileye? Well, Mobileye has grown into really one of the hottest names in the auto supply industry because they've got this technology known as Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, or ADAS. And so this deal would give Intel ownership of a technology that is key to computer-assisted driving, gives them a long list of customer relationships, and it also gets them in the race to create autonomous vehicles.
Autonomous vehicles, self-driving. Now, Mobileye, as you say, they have a lot of automakers as customers, General Motors, Honda, Volkswagen. So Intel is kind of buying those relationships.
Yeah, exactly. And they're buying into, and they're planning to supplement and work with Mobileye, have their technologies work together. The Mobileye technology, what it's able to do is it can see, understand the space around it, make sure the car stays in its lane. And Intel says that its chips are already, that its chips can work with Mobileye technology in the cloud to help you and use artificial intelligence to help make Mobileye's data even smarter, help it make smarter decisions. And, Mobileye's chips are already installed in more than 300 car models.
But there are questions. Remember, Mobileye worked with Tesla, and that relationship ended after that public disagreement over the terrible fatal accident in May. Just remind us.
Yeah. That relationship went south. We were talking about that Tesla Model S. It was last May, fatal car crash. And what appears to have happened, according to Tesla, is that the Mobileye system failed to distinguish a white trailer of a truck that cut in front of the car from the bright sky.
Right.
Mobileye said the system isn't designed to always detect vehicles in front of it, but its new system that's coming, the IQ4, would be able to do so. But Elon Musk says that they've shifted their emphasis to radar over cameras, and they said that might have saved the life of Joshua Brown, who died.
Oh, yeah. Driving without even braking. Look, we're going to take this up another time. I always wonder if there's going to be a backlash against more technology in the car. I'm one of those people that can't even stand what I already have. It's just too distracting. But we just want to mention, too, automakers in Detroit are pushing forward along with Uber and Google. Just remind us.
That's right. I mean, most of the major automakers, they've got programs devoted to self-driving cars, doing the R&D. Most of them are joined up with Israeli startups. Israel is where it's really happening with the research and development. Chrysler, they decided to outsource their self-driving program to Alphabet's Waymo. That used to be known as the Google Car Project.
Yeah. Well, but Intel teaming up with Mobileye, we'll see where that goes. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
You bet.